Minister, you'll be very familiar with the issue of jurisdiction over Lough Foyle. In November 2016, the then British Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, declared that the whole of Lough Foyle is within the UK. Now, that has always historically been rejected by not just the Irish government, but the Irish people. And one of the outworkings of the failure to resolve this issue is that we now have large numbers of oyster trestles along Lough Foyle that are unregulated. But because of the failure to resolve the jurisdiction issues, we're left with this scenario. So I'm appealing, Minister, to yourself and indeed Minister Charlie McConlogue, to urgently engage with the British government. We need to have joint legislation that gives the likes of the Lochs Agency increased powers to regulate aquaculture. But it goes further than that, because now we have the issue of Brexit and we have the withdrawal from the London Fisheries Agreement of the British government. We have access to their waters being front and centre of these trade negotiations. And we're left with a sense of the failure to resolve this issue now puts serious peril on our fishing community. The biggest threat to the fishing industry in 100 years since the foundation of this state. I was speaking to a very prominent representative of the fishing industry in Ireland. That were his words. The biggest threat to our industry in 100 years is Brexit. So I'm asking for reassurance from you, Minister, about A, what you're doing around that issue, and B, what you're doing to resolve the huge problems around Lough Foyle.